shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Tomorrow is a WRAL Weather Alert Day. We'll walk you through the timeline for storms tomorrow and some showers today.
A search for a missing person at NC State. The big response from authorities to try to find that person on campus.
Also, good news for people who take I-40 into the Triangle each day. Major road work is finally done, giving some relief from a daily traffic bottleneck. Got a taste of how good that looked yesterday. Mm-hmm. We're going to check it out for the real commute this morning. I'm Jeff Hogan. Good to have you with us.
And I'm Renee Chu, a real time saver for those folks. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center tracking some showers out there right now.
A little bit of patchy light rain across our area this morning. It shouldn't be enough to cause you a lot of problems with the morning commute. None of us coming in this morning actually saw any rain on our windshields. And it does look like we could see a chance of that, though, on and off as we get through the day today. We take a look at Futurecast kicking things off right now at around 4:30. And we'll push that ahead. And you can see Futurecast around 6 or 7 o'clock shows maybe a little wave that comes through. There's 9 a.m. After that, after lunchtime, we're really just looking at cloudy skies again. We could see a sprinkle at any time today, but for the most part, we would see just a little patchy light rain this morning. And then, of course, we're watching our system that arrives on Friday, and we're going to walk through that with Futurecast for you coming up. Notice that by 4 a.m., you can see some of those showers coming through. It's likely to be a fairly wet commute for us tomorrow morning, and then we'll likely have a bit of a break, and later in the afternoon and evening is when we'd have a better chance of some of the stronger storms. You can see that around 8 o'clock. That's going to be when we'll have the best chance of any severe storms. We take a look at Clayton this morning, and the streets are wet, definitely. We did have a shower that rolled through overnight last night, but that, for the most part, has ended. 58 is our temperature, so it is noticeably warmer than it was this time yesterday. 59 in Fayetteville, 57 Rocky Mount, and 50 up in Roxborough. Hour by hour, we're going to see a cloudy day today. Temperatures will climb into the mid-60s at lunchtime, and we'll see temperatures in the mid to upper 60s for highs this afternoon. A very small chance for rain today, but we'll Let's talk more about tomorrow right now. We do have that WRAL Weather Alert Day with that level one risk for severe storms. Damaging wind would be our biggest threat. It is a 90% chance for us on Friday. We're also watching Sunday as well. We're going to show you what the timeline is starting to look like for Sunday's storms coming up.
We're working to learn more about the search for a missing person on NC State's Centennial campus. A big police presence cleared out just a few hours ago. Michael Grace is at the scene right now in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. Michael, what do you know about this?
Yeah, well, Jeff, last night, NC State Police, Raleigh Police, and Raleigh firefighters were out near Lake Raleigh on the Centennial campus between 9 and 10 doing a search. So take a look at this video of what the scene looked like last night. At one point, they even had a water rescue team searching right there on the lake. They had drones flying up through the air in that area. So obviously a very active scene. And throughout this morning, we're continuing to check in with the university along with authorities to find out who they may have been searching for and if they found anyone last night. Live in Raleigh, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
The storm system that's heading our way is already causing big problems to our west. Massive pieces of hail fell over parts of Texas as the storm system hit that state. This was seen around Waco and Stephenville, which is about 90 miles north. You can see some of the pieces were bigger than the palm of people's hands. More than 5 million people were under a tornado watch overnight in parts of Texas and Louisiana.
It wasn't just Texas either that saw that amazing hail yesterday. Check this out. This is a storm in Florida. Severe weather hit the southern half of the state Wednesday, bringing severe hail, wind gusts, and thunderstorms with it. Just amazing to see. So we are preparing for a WRAL Weather Alert Day. Now is a good time to download the WRAL Weather app for a real-time look at the radar at any moment. And alerts also coming your way and warnings for your area.
We will learn more in just a few hours about how likely it is the economy will fall into recession this year. The Bureau of Economic Analysts will release its first quarter GDP report at 8:30 this morning. The GDP represents the broadest measure of the U.S. economy. Financial experts say they expect the report to show the economy is growing, but at a slower pace than it was at the end of 2022. That's attributed to the effects of higher interest rates and recent financial market turmoil.
A new bill to make parades safer now goes to the state Senate. The House voted unanimously to pass the Shine Like Haley bill, named after Haley Brooks, The family of that 11-year-old girl killed in the Raleigh Christmas parade is pushing for more safety laws, and lawmakers responded with a unanimous vote. If passed by the Senate, the bill would make it mandatory for anyone driving in the parade to be at least 25 years of age, provide proof of a car safety inspection, license, and registration. And vehicles must be inspected by law enforcement or the fire department no more than 7 days prior to a parade.
Good news for commuters who come from Johnson County to get to the Triangle each morning. All of the new lanes on I-40 in Gardner are now open in both directions. Naya Harden is there live this morning. And Naya, this is a big deal for people who drive that stretch of road every day.
Yeah, and this morning already we are noticing that new stretch of road. Oh, there's no greater feeling like it when we're talking about traffic. You can see things are moving in both directions really well here early this morning. And a lot of this that we see as the morning goes on is going to be because all lanes are now open in both directions on I-40 between 440 and the Clayton Bypass. The five-year project added at least two additional lanes in each direction, helping to save drivers 10 minutes on their morning commute. And we were able to get Sky 5 from our traffic anchor, Brian Schrader, who was able to show us what things were looking like. Crews are still working on the Jones Sausage Road, though, and 70 business interchanges. This is going to be over the next several months, so just make sure that you're still aware and pay attention when you're in this area. Naya Harden, WRAL News in Gardner.
You can give your feedback on the VinFast project in Chatham County at a community listening session tonight. The meeting is happening at the Moncure School, 6 o'clock tonight. County and state staff will man stations to answer questions and provide information about where the project stands. They'll also give updates on questions they've gotten from people at previous meetings. Last week, VinFast CEO committed to starting production on its electric car manufacturing plant in 2025. The factory is expected to produce 150,000 vehicles a year.
Today, a group working to make Orange County schools will meet to discuss new ideas. The Orange County Schools Safety Task Force will meet at 5:30 this evening at the Davis Environmental and Agricultural Center in Hillsboro. The meeting is open to the public. The 18-member task force includes law enforcement, students, and representatives from the county's two school systems.
Wake County will celebrate its top teachers tonight. The school system will name its 2023 Teacher of the Year at a banquet at the Raleigh Convention Center. The event will also honor all school-level teachers of the year and the first four first-year teachers of the year as well.
The NFL draft is just hours away, and the Panthers are on the clock. WRAL's Gerald Owens is in Kansas City with the final preparations for the big night.
And we're hearing from Tucker Carlson for the first time since his shocking departure from Fox News. The message he has for his fans days after he disappeared from TV screens.
And it's a damp start to your Thursday. This is a live look at Sanford. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with today's forecast and what you need to know about the weather alert day for tomorrow.
It is 4:41. We're taking a live look at Clinton right now, where a shower is rolling through, and you can see the wet streets right here. We're not seeing much of that around the Triangle area, but you could see some scattered light rain at any point this morning and possibly into the afternoon as well. Right now, we're looking at 55 in Tarboro, 59 in Fayetteville, 57 in Rocky Mount and Goldsboro. So our temperatures are warmer than they were yesterday. Yesterday, we were starting mostly in the 40s, so looking at a warmer start this morning. Walking the dog this morning kind of depends on where you are. We're seeing some showers in some places, and it's been pretty dry around the Triangle area. It wouldn't be out of the question to see an isolated shower at some point during the day today, but for the most part, it'll be sort of hit and miss. Our temperatures, if you're walking the dog this evening, will be in the mid-60s. We're going to talk more about the timeline for tomorrow's storms coming up.
A dramatic scene in Durham after a transformer explosion sparked flames that could be seen from blocks away. It all unfolded at Rigsby Avenue just before 7 last night at a building that was under construction. Firefighters formed an attack line to protect the building until Duke Energy could get there and turn off the power to the transformer. There was significant damage to the transformer and electrical system. No one was hurt.
Days after getting fired from Fox News, Tucker Carlson is breaking his silence in a short video posted online.
Where can you still find Americans saying true things? There aren't many places left, but there are some, and that's enough. As long as you can hear the words, there is hope. See you soon.
As you heard, Carlson did not address leaving the network or his future. The message was posted just after what was his old Fox News time slot. The announcement of Carlson's firing came 1 week after Fox settled a $787 million defamation lawsuit with Dominion Voting Systems over the network's statements about election fraud.
This morning, a massive manhunt is ongoing for three inmates who escaped from a Mississippi prison. A fourth escaped inmate is dead after a shootout with police. Dylan Arrington was found dead in a burned home after the standoff yesterday. Authorities say a police deputy was struck by a bullet during the shootout. The house later went up in flames while Arrington was still barricaded inside. Authorities say Arrington shot and killed a man Monday and stole his truck. The other inmates are also suspected of having stolen vehicles. Authorities say one was spotted on surveillance video in Texas.
Former President Donald Trump will be in New Hampshire this afternoon for a campaign event. In a courtroom in New York, testimony will continue in a civil trial accusing him of rape. Writer E. Jean Carroll took the stand yesterday. She alleges Trump raped her in the dressing room of a New York department store in 1996. Carroll is also suing Trump for his denial of her allegations years later, saying he has ruined her reputation. Trump has been vocal about the case on his Truth Social platform. The judge in the case warned that Trump could face potential liability if he continues to make comments about the trial. Sources close to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis say they expect him to announce his bid for president next month. Those sources say some of DeSantis' backers want him to declare for the race as early as May 11th. The early move would be an effort to counter opinions that former President Donald Trump is the overwhelming frontrunner for the GOP nomination.
The countdown is on. The NFL draft is now just a little more than 15 hours away, and the Carolina Panthers will have the first overall pick. WRL's Gerald Owens is in Kansas City, where the next crop of NFL stars is getting ready to hear their names called.
That's CJ Stroud.
Fans continue to flock to Kansas City to be part of an NFL tradition and usher in another new crop of stars for America's favorite sport.
Lots of meeting people. Lots of food. I wanted to try that Kansas City barbecue.
I'm grateful for all the discussion. And
when you're a number one draft choice in the NFL, you're in demand, even before you step on the field. It's part of the draft process every year, much like the inevitable comparisons to players before them.
Hearing people, you know, make comparisons between like me, Peyton, Andrew, was really cool because, I mean, all those dudes have had really good success.
Often mentioned for Alabama quarterback Bryce Young is former NC State quarterback Russell Wilson.
To you, I know comparisons aren't fair, but your thoughts on that?
And, yeah.
You know, you guys about the same size, same build, everything.
Yeah, again, a lot of respect for Russell Wilson. That's someone that I grew up, you know, as I was older, he started, you know, be a prominent quarterback, one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and someone that I've definitely taken a lot from and watched and studied and learned a lot from.
The comparisons will likely continue even after they're with their new teams.
Later tonight, the Carolina Panthers and their fans will know which direction this franchise will take over the next few years and beyond. In Kansas City, Gerald Owens, WRAL News.
And join us tonight for a special edition of our 7 p.m. news. WRAL will have you covered in Kansas City and in Charlotte for the Panthers team party. The draft starts at 8 on ESPN. We'll have coverage of the Panthers selection starting at 10.
Well, it's a franchise moment for sure. 4:46 is the time right now. Elizabeth Gardner over in the WRL Severe Weather Center. We're looking at that WRL weather alert day for tomorrow.
We are. We continue to track the showers and thunderstorms that are likely to move in for tomorrow. We do have a WRL weather alert day with a level one risk for severe storms. Damaging winds and small hail will be our biggest threat, but we could certainly see some flooding issues with this as well. We take a look at what's happening today and well ahead of the system. This is the system that's arriving for tomorrow. And you can see here the red shaded counties. That's where we have a tornado watch in effect. And we do have a number of severe thunderstorm warnings that are in effect right now as well. Over here, you can see a weak disturbance. See that trough there, that brown hatched line? That's a disturbance that's swinging by this morning. But notice that the rain stretches all the way back across parts of Georgia and Alabama. So we're going to see some of that moving into our area today, just sort of on and off. But of course, this is going to be the big deal that we see with the warm front and then the cold front crossing our area. This is Future Cast. this morning. Future cast showing some isolated showers for us as you're getting on the roads this morning, heading out the door to school and work. At 9 a.m., everything begins to taper off a bit, and you can see that it looks pretty quiet as we get through the afternoon. There's lunchtime, and there's 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. That said, some of the other computer models want to bring rain for much of the day today, and there definitely is some back to the west. So this is going to be, you know, sort of a changing scenario for us this morning. At 9 p.m., we're dry, but watch what happens as we get closer to midnight. We're going to see a wave of rain that moves through early tomorrow morning. There's 6 a.m., so between midnight and 6 a.m., some rain moves through. Could be a few rumbles of thunder along with that. And then 8, 9 o'clock, it mostly tapers off. And then we're going to have a break in the precipitation. And the question is, how long is the break going to last? Yesterday, it looked like we would have some storms developing during the afternoon, but this version of Futurecast is pretty quiet during the afternoon and doesn't start the thunderstorms back until, say, evening and overnight on Friday night. This is where we'd have the best chance of seeing those strong to severe thunderstorms. Right now, things are mostly cloudy across the area. It's fairly dry here in downtown Raleigh. We had a shower move through earlier, but there's not much falling right now. It's warmer than yesterday, 58 degrees currently. We'll climb into the mid-60s for this afternoon. Looking at 65 in Raleigh, 64 in Durham, but 70 degrees in Fayetteville with a chance of a few light scattered showers. The Dogwood Festival is a huge event for Fayetteville. And of course, Friday, we're going to be looking at the chance of some severe storms. And those may be evening and overnight, Friday night into Saturday. Saturday continues to look pretty, even warmer, looking at 80 degrees. And then on Sunday, we're tracking some showers and thunderstorms. And it could end up being a WRL weather alert day. We're still watching for that. Nice that we're going to have at least one weekend day to get outside and enjoy before the storms reappear on Sunday. After that, we're pretty quiet into next week with some fairly cool temperatures.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Hard work pays off for a career minor league baseball player. 13 years swinging away in the minors, Drew Maggi gets his big league shot.
And coming up at 5, will he or won't he? How Mike Pence answered the question of whether he'll run for president during his visit to UNC.
The internet is arguably a need, not just a want in today's world. Spotty Wi-Fi inside of homes, that's a known issue, but there are ways to fix it. 500 Side's Keely Arthur shows us how.
We know that the pandemic only sped up our dependency on the internet, especially at home. So here's Consumer Reports' top ways to boost your in-house internet.
This is a big day.
Less than a year ago, Governor Roy Cooper made a historic announcement to bring internet access to 85,000 households and more than 2,400 businesses in the state.
High-speed access is critical for all families in North Carolina.
As more internet for more families comes online, families may experience the woes of spotty service.
The router for our house is on one side of the house, while most of the time we're on the other side of the house. It was kind of getting hard to use the Wi-Fi without being in the living room.
That all changed when they got a mesh network.
It changed the Wi-Fi completely, and all of a sudden now it worked everywhere in the house.
What's the magic of a mesh router? It's actually pretty simple. Mesh networks use several routers together to spread the Wi-Fi signal throughout the home and around obstacles.
Some common items include a fish tank, a big metal refrigerator, the pipes in your home. These can all sort of block the Wi-Fi signal and prevent you from getting a decent connection.
Consumer Reports tests routers for what matters most, how fast they send a Wi-Fi signal from several distances, and data privacy and security. These mesh networks from Linksys and TP-Link aced all of CR's distance tests. They can be set up using an app and have automatic firmware updates to help protect you and your data online. They both supported Wi-Fi 6, but even a mesh network that uses the older Wi-Fi 5 may feel like an upgrade from your old router. Plus, it'll save you some money.
Everything is backwards compatible, so if you buy a brand new iPhone today, which has the latest Wi-Fi chip in there, it's going to work fine with the Wi-Fi 5 router.
Keely Arthur, 5 on your side.
And Consumer Reports says a Wi-Fi extender can be used in some situations, especially if you're just dealing with one of those pesky dead spots in your home. They can cost about $50 or less.
Raleigh's police chief is calling on lawmakers to support automatic license plate readers, which says help officers solve crimes. Chief Estella Patterson and Nash County Sheriff Keith Stone, spoke at a House committee meeting in support of House Bill 198. It includes a pilot program that would authorize so-called ALP readers in state right-of-ways. Both Chief Patterson and Sheriff Stone say this is a tool that can significantly help their departments capture offenders and save victims.
After a series of close calls on airport runways, the FAA is creating a safety panel. It's called an Independent Safety Review Team. The group is set to meet next month with a goal of recommending safety and reliability improvements this fall. The team consists of former FAA leaders and a previous head of the National Transportation Safety Board. Last month, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg demanded the FAA improve safety.
She defrauded investors out of nearly $1 billion, but for now, Elizabeth Holmes is still free. The Theranos founder was supposed to report for her 11-year prison sentence today. Her legal team filed a last-minute appeal to a judge's decision that she could not remain free while appealing her sentence, and that appeal was upheld.
It's a dream more than a decade in the making, and it came true for baseball player Drew Maggi. He batted in a major league game last night for the Pittsburgh Pirates after spending 13 years in the minors. The 33-year-old came in as a pinch hitter in the eighth inning of the team's game against the Los Angeles Dodgers, and standing ovation, you see it right there from teammates and fans. He will need another at-bat, though, to get his first hit. He struck out swinging in his first plate appearance. Looks just fine, though.
Historic flooding along the Mississippi River, the rising water devastating communities as millions more prepare for the worst.
A wet start out there for some of you this morning. This is a live look out at the D-back. It has the blanket on. Worried about some showers out there. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will join us again after the break with the chances of rain for the rest of the day.